Crime Watch on KFM.
With Manguard Plus, Ladytown Business Park, Nace. We keep it secure and safe 24 hours a day. 045 408 300.
And joining me on the line this morning to have a look at the content form for this week for Crime Watch is Garda Anne-Marie Riley from Nace Garda Station. Good morning, Anne-Marie. Thanks for taking our call on the show this morning.
Good morning, Hannah.
So we are looking at those incidents that took place in the past week or so across the county. The first one were in Nace, and this was a theft of a car that took place.
It was a theft from a car. The injured party had been out walking their dog, and when they had returned back, so they'd noticed that their car had been ransacked and gone through. Nothing at this time appeared to have been taken, but the car had been left unsecure. And again, we're encouraging the public to ensure that your car is locked at night or whenever you're not in use, and that valuables aren't on show in the car, that you've taken anything valuable from the car. But if anyone was in around the Whitethorn Crescent Estate in Nace over the course of Thursday night, Friday morning, to contact Nace Garda Station on 045 884 300 if they'd seen anything out of the ordinary or anything suspicious.
All right. The next offence, Anne-Marie, was taking place in Carberry. What happened here?
Apologies, there was a typo on my notes there. It's in Derren Turn. So on last Thursday, on the hot day that we all remember last Thursday, the injured party had been out with friends enjoying the fine weather and returned back to Derren Turn village. And outside the New Century Chinese in Derren Turn, had just left their mobile phone down for just a few minutes, not even. And when they went to go get the phone, it had been taken. This phone is a mobile an Apple phone 13, green in colour. Guardian leak slip are canvassing the area if anyone had seen anything suspicious, or if there's any CCTV around available for Gardaí in leak slip to assist them with their investigation. This is quite an expensive phone for this injured party, so please contact Leakslip Garda Station if you happen to be in the Derren Turn area on Thursday about 1:30 in the afternoon. You can contact Leakslip on 01666 7800.
All right, Anne-Marie, the next offence was a road traffic collision that took place last Friday, the 26th of June. Where exactly did this happen?
Yeah, so this happened from in the Barberstown upper area of Strathen, from the Barberstown Road to Johnstown Road on the L5046 road, when the driver of a car had to avoid an oncoming vehicle. Now, we've no description of this vehicle at the time, but the driver of the vehicle had to swerve and ended up colliding into the ditch because of the dangerous driving of the oncoming car. Now, if it's anyone that had been in or around the Barberstown towards Johnstown on the L5046 road, it's noticed the car possibly travelling at speed and may have come across the car that had been involved. It was a single silver Jaguar single traffic collision. So if anyone may have witnessed a car coming at them, or may have dash cam footage, to contact Leakslip Garda Station also.
And next is a theft that took place in Kilcullen. Am I right in saying, was this an industrial estate this happened in, Anne-Marie?
It was in the industrial estate in Kilcullen there, at the trench control premises, that two suspects, a male and a female, had entered the industrial estate. Now, possibly over the course of the night, of the Saturday night into the Sunday morning, a male and female had entered the estate and were witnessed taking a box of electrical fittings from CCTV. Now, they met off through the rear of the industrial estate in Kilcullen, but anyone that may have been either taxi driver or delivery drivers might have noticed to a male and female. That's the only description at this time we have, as people may appreciate the CCTV footage would be dark, so we don't have any additional description. But a male and female in or around the Kilcullen industrial estate on Saturday night, possibly into Sunday morning, if possible, to contact the Gardaí in Kilcullen on 045 481 212.
Gardaí are also looking for information on an assault that happened to a minor. This took place on the 29th of June in the Clane area.
Yes, so an assault occurred from the shop in the on the Choice Road, or the Choice Shop in the Dublin Road, Clane. Two suspects were attempting to take items from the shop when they were stopped by staff in the shop. The items had been recovered, but unfortunately, the two suspects assaulted the staff member and fled the scene. Now, the staff member only had minor injuries from this assault. But then possibly may have someone been around the area in the car park of Choice Shop at about 5 to 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon and may have seen two suspects leaving the scene. If they could contact Leek Slips Garda Station also, that just might have seen something or may be able to give additional information to the Gardaí in Leek Slip.
And there's another assault that also took place on the 29th of June, Anne-Marie, this time on Station Road in Newbridge.
That's right. So the injured party had been walking on Monday evening last, approximately around 3 p.m. in the afternoon on the station road. And while the injured party was out walking, had been assaulted by another suspect by punching him in the face and causing him injuries. He is currently now recovering from his injuries, the injured party. But if anyone had seen this altercation on the station road in Newbridge, Guardian Newbridge are seeking the assistance of the public who may be able to give additional information to assist in their investigation, and they can contact Newbridge Garda Station on 045 431212.
And then other business being looked at is just general safety, especially with it, you know, being the summer holidays, also more caravan safety, and then of course travelling with children as well, Anne-Marie.
That's right, yeah. So we're the 1st of July. We're really, the schools are done, exams are done, so we're heading into the real holiday seasons now. So obviously people are looking at holidays. They may already have them booked, but just in case you're looking at last-minute deals, especially for fraudulent and online crime in relation to, basically we always say if a deal is coming up to you about a family package or a holiday package that seems too good to be true, it is more than likely too good to be true. Just ensure that if you are paying for any holidays online that they are through your verification booking, and we would recommend you even utilise, I know not everyone has one, but a credit card just to be secure, but just to verify, check reviews, do research. As I said, if a holiday offer is online, it more than likely, and is very good and appealing, it more than likely is too good to be true. Also be careful of fake accommodations, offers of any sort of accommodation. Again, check, do research, and ensure that you have a safe and that your holiday, that it's not a scam. It's just make sure to stay informed with your holidays, ensure that your device is secure if you are paying online, and that you're buying from a trustworthy site. And also just in relation to getting away on holidays and home security, to make sure that you have your house is secure, that you may have a family friend or a good neighbour calling in to ensure that blinds are pulled, bins are brought in, and make sure that you can even, we'd recommend to use timers for your light switch to come on in the evening, and to ensure that the house looks busy. Even if someone is leaving a car at a house, make sure that's moved, to ensure that there's all sorts of deterrents there. If you have a house alarm, make sure that's activated, and also that that you have, you can report to your local Garda station that your house is going to be vacated, and you can notify your local Gardaí of a key holder for your house. And also with children, to make sure that they have details if in case they do go missing. I know it's not easy travelling with small ones, and airports can be busy and places can be busy, but to make sure that they have some sort of identification on them with the parent or guardian do if they are in busy areas like the fun parks or theme parks, so on. And also for people who have caravans, to make sure that their caravans are safely and secured, ensure that an alarm, would recommend that an alarm is fitted on the caravans. As you know, caravan living and holidays is quite popular in around Ireland and travelling abroad. So ensure that you have an alarm fitted, that you've got a good hitch and wheel lock as well, that you can also with caravans, not to be leaving valuables on show if you are heading off travelling around. And just ensure you can also have your caravan registered with the Central Registration Identification Scheme, the CRIS, It's a voluntary registration for your caravan just in case the unfortunate does happen and it could be taken. And just before going online or going on air this morning, Hannah, apologies for this now, it was brought to my attention that also in the summer months, kids are out from school and there's an awful lot of loitering and shops to buy alcohol. Unfortunately, this is an offence, and I know that they are chancing their arms, but it is an offence. It's also an offence yourself to buy alcohol for someone underage. It's an ongoing issue across the county. A number of complaints have come in with the underage looking for people to buy alcohol. So just be careful, more vulnerable people, and just be careful. Try and say, just say no and report it to your local Garda station if you do see youths attempting to try and annoy the public to buy alcohol, because as I said, not only is it an offence to be underage drinking, it's an offence for the person who has actually bought the alcohol for the youth.
All right, Anne-Marie Riley, thanks for joining us on this morning for this week's Crime Watch. That is Anne-Marie Riley, Garda member from
Details.